Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. I took a little break with summer, but we're back in full swing. We got lots of great shows in the hopper for you, and I hope you enjoy all this information, and thanks again for sharing these shows. We're going to be talking about your chili peppers today and your gut and your heart health, because science is noticing that healthy foods and herbs have healing power that is gentle, balanced, and is well established. So the folklore is full of natural therapies that Native American Indians, frontier settlers, Europeans, and pretty much people in antiquity all talked about and wrote about. For thousands of years, there are written tablets, papyrus, and even the Bible stating that medicinal plants were successfully used for illnesses. So that is a whole lot of documentation over a vast geographical and cultural area saying the same thing. Foods and herbs work to heal and keep us well. Let's look at some new research. This is February 2026. Major academic publisher of hundreds of peer review research reports. It's called the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute, and they stated that hot spicy peppers are healthy for the heart and the gut. So the capsaicin compound in your chili peppers have a biological benefit in the gastrointestinal tract using doses that are kind of safe, not too extreme, and the benefits they listed were anti-inflammatory effects, contains antioxidants, improves circulation, increases energy level or stamina, positively impacts your gut microbiome, stable blood glucose level, stabilizes that blood sugar, reduces your cholesterol, reduces obesity, reduces hypertension risk, reduces stomach acid production, assists in toxin removal, and also stops bleeding. Now, here's a quote from their report. They say, exposure through spicy foods has been associated with health benefits such as metabolic regulation and a lower prevalence of obesity and type 2 diabetes in population studies. So these findings suggest that regular eating of spicy type foods can be well tolerated and offer health benefits. And this was also published in the Very Well issue of February 2026. Additionally, they stated laboratory studies indicate that your gastrointestinal system can adapt over time to regular capsaicin exposure by changing the structure and diversity of your gut microbiome. You know, think of the people of Brazil and other South American countries. They eat spices all the time, right? And they didn't die. So it's a good thing. Let's look at your eating spicy peppers. It says it slows down your eating channel a little bit, so it helps the digestion steady out. Food gets digested and moved along in your digestive tract in a timely manner. So we digest food better when we're not rushing through the meal. And according to Living Well Health Report, we end up eating 18% fewer calories when we do that. So there is really no denying that your hot, spicy foods can be a driving force for helping the metabolism. So eating spicy peppers not only slows down the eating, but also you feel full earlier in the meal and you don't overeat. However, eating more peppers than we should could also irritate digestive tracts, you know, overdoing it, causing an irritation of the bowel. So you want everything in moderation. So use common sense there. Use your hot peppers wisely. Start slow and you can build up your tolerance. And a safe route is regular moderate consumption. So kind of middle of the road. Now, according to Natural News, February 2026, they reported the journey of capsaicin through the body begins in your gut, where it acts as a powerful sculptor of the microbial landscape. So recent studies, including analysis published in the journals of Microbiolites, they indicate your capsaicin is not merely digested, but actively processed by your gut enzymes and the bacteria. So the interaction promotes, they say, a growth of beneficial bacteria strains, and which are, you know, associated with a reduced inflammation of the gut and stronger immune system function, end of quote. Well, let's look at this digestion issue, but we got a cautionary. So there's going to be certain individuals out there that really can't tolerate hot, spicy peppers very well. Also, people with underlying conditions may not tolerate peppers well at all and can cause extreme discomfort to them. And those Folks are like people with acid reflux, stomach ulcers, hiatal hernias, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease. And people that just have food sensitivities will need to probably take it easy or avoid spicy foods altogether. So, you know, consult your licensed medical physician if you have questions. Now, no doubt that your hot peppers are your spice of life. This is a January 2026 report. Unusual longevity, they reported in people of rural Brazil. Simple diets of fresh air, sunshine, water, coffee, garden vegetables, beans and rice with spices and extremely low exposure to scientific medicine was their recipe for generational longevity. Exercising that kind of control over a lifestyle is within everybody's reach. So these are the centurions of Brazil. I also did a report on them. You can hit the archives and look for that report. It is fascinating. Well, let's look at this as a circulatory herb as well, your hot peppers. So there's no doubt about it. Spicy peppers move blood and mucus inside the human body. Therefore, hot peppers will help balance blood pressure and carry nutrition from medicinal plants all around the body quickly. So that's why sometimes in your herbal liquids, you'll see cayenne listed with other herb formulas to take it around the system quick. If congested, your spicy peppers can help break up your congestion and can cause this exodus of mucus out of the body. So it's really nice to have for, like, you know, head colds, sinusitis. You may have noticed if you maybe have some of that hot mustard at the Chinese restaurant and you have a head cold or you have sinusitis, all of a sudden your nose is running. It's usually horseradish root is as well in there that helps decongest the sinus cavity. So your hot spicy foods can help you with sinus congestion. Now, the kinds of hot peppers that tend to accomplish this exodus of, let's say, mucus out of the sinus cavity are going to be, you know, peppers that are a little hotter than habanero, more like, or jalapeno. So habaneros are hotter than jalapenos is what I'm trying to say. And so that's a Scoville heat unit of like 250,000. So that's the kind of hot you want. So just a little spice, chili pepper on the aisle that you throw into your chilies, typically not going to be hot enough. So you're going to want a habanero type of hot. African bird pepper would be higher than that. Those are really hot. So do err on the side of caution there. So your jalapeno peppers are not quite hot enough, but it is available to you. If that's all you have to use, then use them. You may also have noticed your formulas at Apothecary Herbs, a lot of their formulas use the hot and spicy habaneros for particular reasons. A, to improve circulation and carry the other herbs around the system quickly, and also to move fluids in the body, you know, move blood, mucus, and balance blood pressure. So if you're looking for the hot and spicy formulas the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, they have a very nice broad spectrum immune system tonic called All-in-One. Now that has jalapeno in it. Then your brain concentrate for cognitive issues, your Echinacea Deluxe for head cold and sinuses, your adrenal gland formula, your blood cleanse, your bowel cleanse A formula, your circulation formula, your heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, your tooth and gum regenerator formula, your arthritic rub, and your herbal eye wash all have your habanero. Now, maybe not in excessive amounts, maybe just a touch, like your herbal eye wash just has a little bit. So improve circulation to the eye, which is very delicate, like the breath of a human hair. So you definitely want to get blood flow to that eye. And also your tooth and gum regenerator stops bleeding of the gums. So you have purposes there with your hot cayennes, and we should tap into them. So if you're overeating, if that's an issue, you might want to tap into another digestive herb called gentian root. It prevents overeating if you take it a half hour before a meal. So this may be very beneficial, especially around the holidays when we tend to overeat and, pig out. It's a feast, if you will. So use your gentian root so you don't overeat and you're not uncomfortable because you ate too much. And what it does is it helps the digestive tract and helps food move from the stomach into the small intestine in a timely manner. So it's not sitting there like a lead sinker. So you can check out these formulas at Apothecary Herbs. You go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call and get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.